Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Hertford, Virginia. This is show number 124, and today is Friday, May 10th, 2013. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so I'm going to, before I get into the main topic for today, I'm going to talk a little bit about just something I wanted to remind you everybody about. Especially if you're going to WWDC in a couple weeks, or even if you're not, but you know people who are, or so on, this is a great time to be starting to think about things that you would have questions for when you go to the labs, when you have access to Apple's engineers, when you have those kinds of people around and available. I always find that when I get to WWDC and I go to the lab, it's always difficult to actually think of all the things that would have been useful, helpful to kind of walk through with somebody to talk to someone about, and if I'm not prepared for that ahead of time. So this is the kind of time that it's good to sort of, you know, take a post-it note and stick it next to your computer. Every time you think of something, you encounter something over the next couple of weeks, write it down so that when you actually get there or when you know somebody who's going, you can take your question with them. They can engage with that for you rather than kind of showing up unprepared and realizing that you don't really know what to ask. You don't really have anything to say. You just kind of end up waffling around. So that's just like a little tip or a hint that I found very helpful in the past. All right, so I'm going to get into the main topic for today. And today, this is a far less technical talk, something that's much more, I guess, sort of emotional or relational or whatever. And it's just as a disclaimer, I figured I'd let you know that up front. But essentially, I'm going to be talking a little bit about fear. And this is something that is you know, been on my mind since launching Feed Wrangler this was last week. Gosh, it feels like it's been forever. But just last week when I launched Feed Wrangler, and it's something that happens. It's a process that I feel like I go through every time I launch something new. It's not a very productive process. It's not a particularly helpful process, but it happens enough that when I talk to people about it, it's a process that seems like it's fairly universal, that a lot of people kind of struggle with this kind of thing. And so I figured it'd be worth kind of talking about, putting out in the open, and hopefully helping other people kind of navigate that. And specifically, kind of what I'm thinking about is every time I build something, every time I start something new, every time I'm, you know, launching out in some new endeavor, there's always this latent anxiety that it won't meet up to expectations, that it'll fall flat. And really, the core of what, sort of the fear part of that is that it's almost like I'll be discovered as a fraud. That sort of the talk I do about development, about what the kind of things that I hold dearly, the things that I strive towards, those types of things. You know, we found a fraud. Turns out he's actually not that good. Turns out he really doesn't know what he's talking about, and you know, that'll be that. And this is the same thing that happened when I launched Check the Weather, when I launched Feed Wrangler, when I've launched a lot of products. There's always this latent almost insecurity or anxiety about how that's going to be received. And that is really damaging and difficult because I find that it really hurts my ability to be excited and motivated for that last little bit of a project, especially. And really to be excited about the launch and to not just kind of have this it's just almost like this sense of foreboding about putting something out there that should be an exciting moment, but there's this fear about it, that there's this anxiety that, oh my gosh, you know, what if people find out that I'm really not as, you know, I don't live up to my marketing, that I'm not as good as I think I am. And as a result, it's kind of, you know, a tricky thing, and it's something that because I've been doing this for a long time, I've gone through this experience so many times, and thankfully, at least, I can see kind of almost the insanity of it, having done it so many times, having gone through and launched things and having things not be, you know, work up, be what your worst fear is, that in typical reality, typically anytime you put something out, you're going to have, there'll be a small group of people who love it, there'll be a large group of people who don't care, and there'll be a small group of people who hate it. And the funny thing is, no matter how successful something is, that is pretty much the case universally. There's always those people fall into those two, three groups, and probably in roughly the same, roughly the same proportion. Just the numbers may change. You know, if you're very popular, if you're somebody who has a huge following or launches something very successful, you know, there'll be more people who love it, more people who hate it, and more people who don't care at all. But the reality is that's always going to change, and nobody has it all together. Nobody launches something without problems, without issues, that's perfect in some way, you know. And it's easy, I think, sometimes to look at other people and say, oh, if only I was so-and-so. I mean, if only I was a Lauren Brichter or somebody, say, for someone like me, when I look at what they do and I just really admire it, it's like, if only I could be that person. The reality is, I suspect they have the same kind of anxieties and concerns and problems. And I'm just in the group of people who love what they do, and so I don't see any of the downsides or the failings or the issues with it. And so it's easy to kind of, you have this like selection bias or whatever you call it, where because I'm looking for something positive about it, I see all the positive things. And potentially with my own work, I'll see all of the negative things. And I mean, this is always kind of a funny part. And when I do help desk or when I tech support on Twitter or those kinds of things, and you can have five people in a row say, oh, I love your product. I wish you did this. I love your product. I wish you did that. I wish you did this. I love your product. I wish you did that. And then the last person says, I hate your product. I wish it didn't exist. Right? And if you've done any amount of help desk, you'll get that. You just get this kind of just raw negativity from people. And as soon as you get that, you forget the five things that came before it, and you start feeling really depressed and sad. And honestly, that's part of why I have someone who does help desk for me, because it kind of shields you from that. Because if you get too much of that negativity in, it's very hard, at least I find, to stay motivated and engaged in what you're doing. But it's the reality of understanding that that's sort of a simple truth, and understanding that you will never be ready. You'll never have arrived or be skilled enough or have enough Twitter followers, or you have spent enough time on a product or anything to have something launched that'll be perfect. There'll be a perfect, the platonic ideal of what your application should be. The reality is you're going to launch something, and then you're going to learn, and then you're going to iterate, and you're going to develop, and you're going to improve. And often what I really mean there is you personally, not your product, not your what you're working on, not what you're sort of striving towards, that really the goal in general, and the only thing this is, maybe this is how I kind of rationalize it to myself, is that my goal whenever I'm building things is that I'm constantly learning, that I'm getting better at what I'm doing so that I can be more prepared for whatever the next thing I do. And that may mean that sometimes I ship things that I wish were better, but the reality is if I don't get better, I'm never going to be able to make that best thing. I'm never going to be able to do that next thing. And you learn much more by doing and by learning from those mistakes, learning from the challenges or the issues that you had, than you would by preparing to make those mistakes, that you would by preparing or thinking about what that would be. It's kind of like you learn more by trying and failing than you do about thinking of all the different ways that you could fail and focusing on the failure itself and focusing on that issue and that anxiety that you can have. And so it's kind of I wish in some ways it's one of those things that I wish there was like five easy ways to avoid this. But in my experience, this is something that I always experience, that every time I launch something new, I'm going to have this fear, this anxiety, that this insecurity about myself and my skills and my abilities. And what I find is the reality is the most helpful part that I've ever found is to just make sure that I understand that, yep, this is how I feel every time I launch something. And it's not just me. I've talked to many people who have the exact same experience. And so I should probably not worry about it quite so much. And I should just embrace the fact that that's part of that insecurity is hopefully helping motivate and drive you to do a better work. But as soon as it crosses over that line and instead makes you avoid doing work, avoid taking risks, avoid being ambitious, it becomes very damaging and problematic instead. And so you just understand that, sort of saying it out loud, like, yep, I'm being silly. I need to just, embrace the fact that what I'm doing is interesting. I like it. The people I've showed it to like it. I think it's interesting. And I think I'm going to learn a lot from this experience. And understand that that is really all you can do. All right. It's going to be a short show today. That's all I have. But it was something that I wanted to talk about. As we're getting ready for WWDC and heading in that way, if you have questions or things related to things you're looking forward to, adapting to change when new iOS stacks come out, whatever it is, if you have things like that, by all means, let me know. The best place for questions for the show is david@developingperspective.com. And always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet @DavidSmith. And otherwise, I hope you have a great week, or I guess weekend now. Happy coding, and I will talk to you next week.